Great Friday morning, beloved, and thank you again for allowing me to come into your homes and visit with you for this Friday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we'll be reading Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 13, where God promises to rescue the people from Babylonian captivity and allow them to return to Judah. The people of Israel are summoned to be witnesses to their belief in God. And again, a God's saving word for us has been and is encouragement. So let's begin reading in Isaiah chapter 43, beginning at verse 1. Israel, the Lord who created you says, "Do not be afraid, I will save you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through deep waters, I will be with you. Your troubles will not overwhelm you. When you pass through fire, you will not be burned. The hard trials that come will not hurt you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy God of Israel, who saves you. I will give up Egypt to set you free. I will give up Ethiopia and Seba. I will give up whole nations to save your life because you are precious to me and because I love you and give you honor. Do not be afraid. I am with you. From the distant east and the farthest west, I will bring your people home. I will tell the north to let them go and the south not to hold them back. Let my people return from distant lands, from every part of the world. They are my own people, and I created them to bring me glory." God says, "Summon my people to court. They have eyes, but they are blind. They have ears, but they are deaf. Summon the nations to come to the trial. Which of the gods can predict the future? Which of them foretold what is happening now? Let these gods bring their witnesses to prove that they are right, to testify to the truth of their words. People of Israel, you are my witnesses. I choose you to be my servant so that you would know me and believe in me and understand that I am the only God. Beside me, there is no other God. There never was and never will be. I alone am the Lord, the only one who can save you. I predicted what would happen, and then I came to your aid. No foreign God has ever done this. You are my witnesses. I am God and always will be. No one can escape from my power, and no one can change what I do." And today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1, where the Lord says, "Do not be afraid, I will save you. I have called you by name, and you are mine." And here, this is a pretty awesome passage of Scripture, because God lays out that He is the only God. And He challenges the other gods of the other nations to come to trial, come to court, call forth their witnesses to be able to give their testimony. And of course, they can't. The other gods are made of silver, gold, wood, nothing. They are nothing but the product of man's hand. Whereas our God is the one who made us, made the world, and all that is in it. This is an awesome passage of Scripture. I alone am the Lord, verse 11, the only one who can save you. And beloved, when you find yourself in dire straits, you need to remind yourself that our God alone is God, and He is the only one who can save us. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, you have called me by name, and I am yours. You alone are God, and I thank you and praise you for your life-giving love. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, beloved, that brings this week together to an end. Join us on Monday morning when we will be reading Isaiah chapter 44, verses 1 through 20, about the Lord is the only God. Until then, beloved, I hope to meet you. Don't forget our men's breakfast on Sunday morning at Brookshire Brothers at 8:15. And then, of course, our service time together on Sunday morning. If you can't make it in the flesh, be sure that you join us either by Zoom or by Facebook. But either way, any way that you can be in our fellowship, I welcome you to come. Be blessed, beloved. You keep looking up, for our redemption draws nigh.